They rested in the promises of the Father because they cultivated it in intimacy. They knew that when they went out here and they saw the circumstances, it's like, that's nothing. Why? Because they cultivated this heart, this mind, this lifestyle of rest. Heidi has cultivated a lifestyle and a mind of resting in the Father. Because why? Because she's with them enough to know his character, to know that he's stronger than giants, to know that he's stronger than what you're up against, to know that he's stronger than you not having a bass player or a drummer, know that he's stronger than all the conflict going on in your worship team, all this stuff. No, they know, I've got this, I know who my God is, and so I'm remaining in a mindset of rest that allows me to go forward and produce fruit and take land. Rest is a mindset, and it comes from intimacy. The more that you know the character of your Father, the more you're able to go, let's go take the land. Come on. High productivity. High productivity. David charged. I mean, we're talking pipsqueak level. We just got back, you know, we went to the valley where David fought Goliath. And, you know, Luke, it was so funny. He comes back, he's like a little kid. His pockets were bulging with rocks. He like comes running up and he's like, he's got all these rocks, and we go through security and they're like, sir, do you realize that you have a lot of rocks in your bag? He's like, yep, yep. I'm like, okay, you a little weirdo, you know? But no, we're like, we want to take back stones from the same brook that David got stones out to kill Goliath. And when David saw Goliath, because he'd spent so much time resting with the Father, finding out what he's like, finding out his character, finding out how powerful he is and who he is because of the Father, what did he do? He charged Goliath. He didn't wait for Goliath to come to him. And what did he do? He goes, okay, got this little stone. And there were little stones. Our guide said it wasn't a big rock. He got a little stone. And that stone went so deep because his aim was so right on. Because he cultivated this mindset of rest that he knew he could charge the enemy. Guys, we have got to understand that this lifestyle that we're living of just work, 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 work. You're charging after things and fighting battles that you weren't meant to fight. Where if you just take two steps back and be with the King, he might give you faster insight about how to conquer that enemy. How many of us, you know, when I was coming up with all these talks, I would wake up in the morning and I would want to start. I'd be like, okay, I want to start. I want to work. I want to come up with what I'm going to say. But if I'd done that, I would have been in my own strength. And I might have come up with something cool because I'm a pretty good speaker, but who cares? It's not anointed unless I take two steps back and go into rest, go into intimacy. I want to go into the mindset of rest. I want to go into the mindset that the victory's already been won. The battle's already been won. That you have so much impartation for these students. You've got so much for them. What do you want to say, Papa? To where I'm able to come forth and actually give you what you need as opposed to what I think you need. We gotta stop striving.